This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on December 22nd on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us, and that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday night. Time is right for 3 hours of trivia, and we've got it. We've got a straggler from last week, and if it's not identified by the end of the night, it's revealed. We never put you in misery more than a week. And that is, San Franciscans spend more on this each year than other Americans. In fact, residents of San Francisco spend 85% more on it than people in other U.S. places. More on what? And by the way, the answer came from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in case you're wondering. So there you have it. What is it? 888-876-5593. Got 11 bumper stumpers for you. And what we're looking for here is the artists. Obviously, the theme is going to be so apparent that we're not even asking to guess it. What I've done is, I know, odd for the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club, but true, picked out the Christmas songs that you ain't going to hear anywhere else, most of them anyway, and one of them that just happens to be my favorite. And it was interesting because as I was kind of culling the list for things no one else is playing, no matter how much Christmas music they're playing ad nauseum, I had a lot more from which to choose than I realized. So we had just as many that I didn't pick as those that I did, but I think you're going to like some of them, at least I hope so. Then again, I'm somebody who listens for the beat and the melody. Rarely do I pay attention to the words anyway, so maybe it's just me. All right, we'll see. Now, if you don't know my question and you haven't heard a bumper stumper yet, so you can't guess on that, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that because everybody knows something about something. We'll kick it off with John in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, John?
Real good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right, so we're going to do charts, are we?
Correct.
Okay, this week in 1979?
No, 1969.
Oh, good. All right. A year I can certainly remember a lot better. All right, so good.
Okay.
Let's see where you are on this. So where were you at Christmas time, 1969?
I was in school.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, very good. In the Chicago area?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Well, then you'll probably remember all of these. So, the first one, number one, leaving on a jet plane.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yes. Number two, someday we'll be together. Think Motown.
Supremes?
Yep. Number three, down on the corner. The flip side, Fortunate Son, also charted.
CCR.
Yes. Number four, Nana, hey, kiss him goodbye.
Steam.
Yes. Number five, raindrops keep falling on my head.
B.J. Thomas.
Yes, number six, Come Together.
Young Bucks.
No, Come Together, not Get Together. Come Together. The flip side was Something.
Oh, the Beatles.
Yes, of course. Number seven, Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday.
I'm not sure on that one.
Okay, that's Stevie Wonder. Number eight, Take a Letter, Maria.
R.B. Graves.
Yes. Number nine, Holly Holy.
Neil Diamond.
Afraid So. And number 10, And When I Die.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
And we have a winner. You got 9 out of 10. Sounds good to me. Hang on. The prize is worthless, but you get something eventually. Don't go away. All right. Good deal.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. All right. So 888-876-5593. The certificates are fun. The other things you get, you'll probably throw away, but you never know. I've been cleaning out 45, so a lot of you are going to get those. All right. Billy Bob and Bourbon A, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, 72nd-time caller.
About that, Billy Bob. All right, I'm glad you called because you requested something last week, and I wrote it down and completely lost the piece of paper. So this time, I'm going to put it directly on the computer, and hang on a minute, I'm going to get a piece of paper on the computer just for this. Okay, now what is that request?
I can't remember, but I got a new one. I want to, what you call it, sir, Matchbox by Carl Perkins.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And then who did Slow Down? Was that Larry Williams or
yes,
was that Carl Perkins?
It was Larry Williams. Yes, absolutely.
And them two requests there. And then
okay.
I'm going to take a quick guess at your question about, what was it?
San Franciscans spend more on this each year than any other Americans.
I'll say gas costs for their vehicles.
Nope.
Okay. That's it.
All right. So we're working on 5x5.
All right.
Okay, and this, of course, is courtesy of Lisa and Laura, who give me these great questions. Okay, James Bond, we all know he's 007. What does 007 stand for?
He got me.
License.
I'm the one in the horde. It's License to Kill.
Yes, License to Kill. That's exactly right. What novel begins with, It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Great Expectations?
No, a Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, I was in the Bright Continent, though.
All right. What does the K represent on the periodic table?
Okay. Potassium.
Yes, absolutely right. What are the two measurements of temperature?
You mean like Celsius?
And?
Fahrenheit?
Yep. Absolutely. Although I still call it centigrade, but that's just me. Okay. How long is 87 years?
87 years.
All right. We have ourselves a winner. I'm giving you credit for License to Kill. You spit it out the last minute. So
you're very generous.
All
thank
right.
you.
Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So there we have it. Yes, indeed. All right. So we put Billy Bob on hold, and we will get to David in Muskegon, who wants charts, and he wants 1965. All right. I actually remember 1965. And Mike in Cleveland wants to do some 5x5. And there's room available for you, too. But before I get there, I had something I wanted to talk about. And, yes, it was so darn important that I wrote it out. And now I've lost the piece of paper. How is that possible? All right. Here it is. Two things from the Sea Crane Company. The first, actually, is not a sales pitch. It's a big-time thank you. The entire staff at Sea Crane wants to thank all the WGN listeners for their incredible support. It means so much to them, and we are so glad that they are part of our listening experience, to say the least, and my broadcast experience, actually. And knowing that their radios bring joy and connection to so many people's lives is just a godsend. And the Sea Crane Company takes great pride in designing radios that have tremendous reception. Like I say all the time, Bob Crane started this company based on the lackluster reception that radios of the day had, and he thought, I could do better. And what he did, not only was everything that he's designed has just better reception, but it also has a touch of magic. And, you know, whether it's things like the Bluetooth or whether it's, you know, things like the weather band or so many things to so many radios. And, you know, you can all check them out for yourself that it's just tremendous. And, you know, it's your feedback and suggestions that inspire them to keep improving and creating products. So keep that up. Now, if you ever need help in choosing the right radio, and people will call me occasionally and say, what should I pick? Call them. They've got the best customer service. They'll answer the phone in America, and they'll tell you whatever you want to know. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. And, you know, I mentioned that every radio Bob Crane has just terrific reception. And I talk about the Wi-Fi radio, and I say it's got great reception. Well, obviously, it's not like AM or FM, but the difference is if you have a Wi-Fi router or a wireless access point in your house, you know what it's like to try to connect Wi-Fi in all the rooms, right? You know what a heartbreak it is when things are buffering or going down or the speed is slow as molasses and all that. Well, the CC Wi-Fi 3 solves that. It is just special. It just connects to virtually any wireless access point or wireless router as far as that goes. So you'll get the connection. You'll get audio better than any smartphone in the world and crystal clear, no static, no fade. Best of all, you get thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, literally, of radio stations from all over the world and also streams and podcasts and things like that. And you don't sign up for an app. There's no microphone. There's no ads or controls on the screen. No monthly fee. And it's got a full-size remote control. So it is just great. But what I think sells it alone is that superior reception. You'll get it at a much greater distance from your Wi-Fi router. Now, granted, it's not a miracle worker from the standpoint of you're not going to get it down the block. But bottom line is that if you have your average to large size house, this is probably going to do it. It'll connect to just about anything. Now, you can call them, get all your questions answered, and that's 800-522-8863. But the best thing to do is go online. Go to ccradio.com and look at that CC Wi-Fi 3. Now, another thing that's important to me is that there not be much of a learning curve, because when I throw things at John who's screening your calls, I don't want to hear, well, how do I set this up? Figure it out. Well, with the C-Crane company, he always can. In fact, we had a problem recently, and he was about to call me, and I said, oh, just figure it out. And in minutes, he did. So that's beautiful, too, because if you're looking for something that doesn't have a steep learning curve, but also has the kind of one-on-one support if you do get stuck, you found it. It's the CC Wi-Fi 3 from the C-Crane company, ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Street Fighting Man, plus a Crockwork Orange and Caramel Parable. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Quarrel and Hardy, a couple of car-crazed slapstick psychos turned a tailgate tango into one over-the-top tussle at a traffic light in Chi-Town. Like something out of the Three Stooges, a guy in a pickup truck gets out and starts screaming at the driver in the white car ahead, who then rams his ride into reverse and smashes into the pickup, then gets an axe and smashes it against the car, whose driver then jumps out and takes off in the other guy's pickup truck before crashing it. Befuddled bystanders couldn't believe this wasn't some Mad Max Mayhem mashup movie shoot. Gruel Britannia. Once upon a slime, there was a Slam-a-lot, a mockery of the monarchy at the Tower of London as pesky provocateurs took their snarky smear campaign to the crown jewels, literally. A couple of clowns whipped out working-class staples of British, ahem, cuisine, containers of classic cringeworthy custard and crumble, and wiped them all over the display case holding the royal crown. The historic headdress itself spared any soiling by the spam-slam scam, but the lampooning leaving some Brits in a snit with this gastronomy has tumbled. Just desserts. Can't we all just get a little more caramel? That reasonable request to a Cinnabon worker in Wisconsin resulted in a rapid-fire rant of a racist response. The incensed staffer scorned the solicitation for a second serving of the sauce, then let loose with a sickening slur against the black Somali couple, the wackadoo worker wailing, I am racist and I'll say it to the whole entire world. Thanks to social media, she has, and Cinnabon sent her sacking. Online offerings organized to comfort and care for the couple, while a competing campaign has coughed up cash in support of the salty-tongued staffer. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
Stuck by me, January through June, all year, July, so sincere.
WBAM Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Came out in 1965. It was on Redbird. Yes, and the following year on Cymbal, which was a division of Sue, they had a record that turned out to be a big beach music record. But who are they? All right, so 888-876-5593. That's your first one that you're not hearing on any of the old Christmas stations. I can pretty much guarantee it. All right, we've got David, and he's in Muskegon. David, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hey, hello there, Raleigh.
Yes.
Hey, I was going to do charts from the last week in December, 1965. That would be 60 years ago.
All right, very good. I remember it well.
I was in fourth grade.
Tell me again. All right. Well, and I wasn't. All right. So let's see where we are here. Yes, sirree. All right. Number one. 65. I got the wrong year here. Got the wrong year for you. I was going to say that sounds wrong, and it is wrong. All right. So here we go. We got the right year now. Number one, Over and Over.
Dave Clark 5.
Number two, Turn, Turn, Turn.
The Birds.
Number three, I Got You, I Feel Good.
James Brown.
Number four, Let's Hang On.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Yes, number five, Sounds of Silence.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number six, Make the World Go Away. He was a country.
Wait a minute.
He was a country performer and a great one, too.
I know that was.
Yes, it was on RCA.
Wait a minute. Make the World Go Round.
Away, away.
Oh, Make the World Go Away.
Yes, that's right. And Take It All Off My Shoulders. Yeah. Say the Things You Want to Say. Hank Cochran wrote it. Not that you would remember Hank Cochran, but you do remember this artist.
Oh, God.
Yes. Do you remember When You Loved Me, Before the World Took Me Astray? If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no reason to know that, by the way, whatsoever. But, yes.
I remember that might have been played, I believe, where I was living in Jackson, Michigan, WJCO.
It got played everywhere, basically, but you can't remember it, and that's okay. It was Eddie Arnold.
Oh, Eddie Arnold.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Number seven, moving right on, Fever. And, of course, it's not the original Little Willie John.
The McCoys.
Yet. Yes, absolutely right. It was from their Hang on Sloopy album, don't you know? Number eight, England Swings Like a Pendulum Do.
Roger Miller.
Yes. Number nine, Ebb Tide.
Ebb Tide.
Yeah, this is Phil Spector again, you know. Come on. He was redoing Unchained Melody, so you can do Ebb Tide.
Righteous Brothers.
Of course. Kind of handed it to you there. Number 10, I Can Never Go Home Anymore. And that's called
The Shangri-Las.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Well, there you go. Excellent. Hang on. Don't go away. You're a winner.
Yeah, well, you know what? I did these charts, and you know what I'll probably be doing in a bit? Laying down, going to sleep, listening to you.
All right. Well, very good. I appreciate it. Hang on.
Yeah, because, see, I lay down probably about 11:30, and I listen to your whole program, and I go to sleep.
Well, and that's wonderful. I was about to say thanks for taking me to bed with you, but that's not what I meant at all. So hang on, don't go away. All right, so 888, it really isn't. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. We got Mike in Cleveland going to do some 5x5. Lisa in Dundee, who in fact gives us a lot of those 5x5s. This is wonderful. Barry in New Hampshire, more 5x5. And there's room for you, too. And you know, remember, we've got a question, and that is the thing about San Franciscans spend more on this each year than any other Americans, 85% more on it than other Americans. More on what? Department of Labor statistics gave us that, so I'll leave it to you. Another Christmas song coming up. You should be able to get it because it might be my all-time favorite Christmas song. So all that and more is coming up on WGN Radio.
Why you cross my mind?
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? And she actually recorded it twice. This was the first time, 1963, on Atlantic. She was all of about 20, 21 years old. Then about a decade later, she re-recorded it for Gusto. Sounded pretty damn close, too, actually. But, yeah, I just thought it was the absolute best. So who is she? All right, should be pretty easy if you are a fan of Memphis Soul. So 888-876-5593. And we have a question out there, a straggler. San Franciscans spend more on this each year than any other Americans. In fact, residents of San Francisco spend 85% more on it than people in other U.S. places. This is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And we've got a first-time caller. It's Maggie in Oaklawn. So, Maggie, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you, Raleigh. I appreciate that. Welcome. I missed just two nights last week, so I'm not sure if this is a repeat answer. Brake jobs on their cars?
Oh, I love that answer. That's not right, but it might be as far as I know. I love it. What else you got?
That's all.
All right. Well, if you think of something else.
That's the only one.
If you think of something else, you call me back. I can absolutely relate to those brake jobs. Thanks.
Sure. Thank you. Enjoy your
It's great to have you.
I enjoy your show very much. Bye now.
Bye. How nice. Hopefully we'll hear from Maggie again. Yeah, I'm originally from Southern California, the Southland, and you know, we didn't have that much in the way of hills comparatively. And I remember got that driver's license, drove on up to San Francisco, and oh my dear God. Yeah, I'm on some street that I feel like I'm almost, I'm almost vertical. And there's a stoplight, and I stop. There's a cab behind me, and I'm about to go, but each time I take my foot off the brake, of course, the car starts to roll backwards. Well, I'm not smart enough at this point to think, no, you keep one foot on the brake while you're, you know, using the other foot on the gas. And so I didn't know. And so meanwhile, the guy, the cab behind me, he is just getting madder and all that. And I finally just threw the car in park, got out of the car, hobbled down to his cab because I almost fell over. It was that much of an incline. And I said, you want me to move? You drive it. I got out of his cab, got in my car, drove it around the corner and said, just don't drive. And he mentioned like three or four streets. I don't know. And so I told him there was none to worry. I was never driving in San Francisco again as long as I live. Well, I did, obviously. But yeah. So, yes, brake jobs. I can see it. But no, that's not it. So 888-876-5593. Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. Thanks for all the wonderful questions.
Oh, my pleasure.
So we are going to do Christmas movie trivia.
Yeah, I thought as long as that was
sounds good,
going to happen this week.
Now, yeah, right, whether we want it to or not, we're stuck.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it'll be over soon, I promise.
As long as this year is over soon, I'll be happy.
Well, you know, I used to say that, but it actually could get worse, so let's not go there yet.
Oh, I know, I suppose in the last week and a half.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it's possible for my family for it to get any worse.
Yeah, hopefully a little better for all of us, but we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
So now here's the interesting thing. It said you wanted a movie, a Christmas movie before 1950. And I came up with one, and just, I hadn't even said anything, I was just sitting here, and John comes in, and he came up with the same movie. So it's,
oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, right, exactly. Of course, I had to cheat and look up online. He probably knew, but, you know, I wouldn't notice
right.
it in my soul, but this is a 1934 movie, and there's actually a couple 1934 movies I ran across, but this one has a child defending Santa Claus's existence. And of course, the child's played by Shirley Temple, so what's the movie?
Oh, Shirley Temple. No, I was thinking of a different one.
Ah.
Say that all again. I was thinking Miracle on 34th Street.
Nope.
Okay.
This is a child who stubbornly defends Santa Claus's existence. And this is Shirley. And she plays a little girl who loses her family but finds another through the good cheer she inspires.
Oh, my gosh. I have no clue.
Really?
That is so funny. And I've seen, you know, a lot of Shirley Temple movies, but I don't remember.
Well,
specifically a Christmas one.
Well, you know, who knows? She's defending Santa Claus through it, so we decided it's a Christmas movie, but maybe it's not.
She's defending Santa.
Yes, Santa's existence. That Santa exists. She stubbornly says, no, Santa exists.
Huh.
And it's a 1934 Shirley Temple movie. I'm looking at a picture of her right now, looking quite stubborn, holding a mutt.
Oh, my gosh.
They very often gave her mutts. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's called Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes. Now, I would not have known that.
Wow. Now, that, of course, I wouldn't either. I just read them. But
how did you and John come up with the same title?
I don't know. See, he knew I did not. Well, how did I come up? I looked up for Christmas movies before 1950 and got a list.
And here I was expecting something, you know. Well, like you said,
well, there was another 1934 movie where a retired detective upends his Christmas holiday to take on one more case, and his adventure-loving wife won't be left behind.
Maybe I should have requested after 1950.
that, by the way, was The Thin Man.
I don't know. See, I don't consider those Christmas movies. But...
Well, he's upending his Christmas holiday to take on another case, so...
Yeah, I've seen The Thin Man.
Have you? Is it probably better than the Shirley Temple fiasco?
Well, I like Shirley Temple movies, too. I just don't think I've seen that one.
When there's 1939, where Ginger Roger plays a lonely department store sales girl.
Is that Kitty Foyle?
No, it's Bachelor Mother.
Oh, Bachelor Mother. Oh, good Lord. How about giving me 5x5? I have a better chance at those.
Yeah, right, exactly.
My questions.
Except you sent them to me, so that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't? Okay. Darn it. Okay, we'll go back to Andy Griffith next week.
All right, well, that's fine. Or, you know, actually, I could. You know, you send them, but Laura sends them as well. I could ask you some of Laura's 5x5.
No, you can't, because she sends them to me, too.
Oh, all right. Well, we're not going to do that.
No, that won't work.
All right,
that won't
work. Good deal. Well, we'll talk to you next week with Andy Griffith.
Thanks.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so, yeah, how about that? Then 1942, there was a man who came to dinner. 1944, there was Meet Me in St. Louis, which was not a holiday movie in and of itself, but it has one claim to Christmas fame. Judy Garland debuted the classic tune, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, in her renowned warble. All right, well, if it's not a Christmas movie, I can't imagine what the setting is where she would have sung that. But what do I know? All right, 888-876-5593. Marguerite in Chicago's got some guesses. So, Marguerite, what do you think? Marguerite. Marguerite, be there. Be there or be square. Call us back. I don't know what happened to her phone. Tubby is in Chicago. Tubby, are you there? Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I thought you found out my real name. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yes, I had this guess. I really think I'm right, too.
Okay.
Okay, I got two guesses. The first guess is sanitation, you know, keeping the place clean.
Nope, it's not that. What else you got?
Damn. Transportation.
Nope, not transportation either.
And I promised to call, so I did. Happy holidays.
Well, yes, happy holidays to you, too. I'm delighted that you called. If you think of something else, call me back.
I will.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Wow.
All right, so, yeah, those are all good guesses. You know, when I ask these questions, you know it's got to be something out there. You know, something just where I say, who would have even known that? But I guess the Bureau of Labor Statistics knows these kind of things. Or they fake it. I have no idea. Mike in Cleveland, welcome back to WGN Radio. Mike.
Hello, Raleigh.
How are you?
How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm fine.
Good. So we're going to do a little 5x5, are we?
I'll try, yes.
Okay. Who was Helen Keller's teacher?
Let's see. Helen Keller's teacher. No, I'm already...
Well, that's all right. Now, that's okay, because you can get 4 out of 5, so if you get the next 4 right, you're still in the running. Who was Perry...
Yeah, well,
we're going to see.
I could tell you the actors.
Oh, yeah, no, Helen Keller's teacher
movies.
Was actually Annie Sullivan. But who was Perry...
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is an actress. Who was Perry Mason's secretary?
Okay.
I need just the character name. You don't have to tell me the actress.
Della.
Yes, Della Street. Absolutely right.
Yeah,
what was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's given name?
Oh, Lou Alcindor.
Absolutely right. Which Peanuts character always walked in a cloud of dust?
Pigpen.
Yes, and finally, what tree do acorns come from?
Oak.
Yes, okay. See, 4 out of 5, you did it.
Oh, okay.
All right, so hang on, don't go away. All right, so yeah, Mike did it. And again, the prizes are worthless. They take forever to get to you, but it's fun anyway. So now we're going to have some more guesses. Mike in Winfield, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Mike?
Raleigh.
Yes.
Hi, now how are you?
I'm all right. How about your bad self?
Excellent, excellent.
All right.
How about parking fees?
Well, I like it. It's not right, but I like it.
All right. How about towing fees?
Yeah, right. I like that too, but that's not it either.
All right. I'll keep guessing. I'll keep trying.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Oh, yes, towing fees. I got a San Francisco story there, too, that I'll tell you sometime. Oh, God. Anyway, let's see. We got Barry in New Hampshire. Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Merry Christmas.
And to you, too.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to do 5 by 5?
Yes.
All right. In commercials, what should you never leave home without it?
Don't leave home without it.
Never, never leave home without it.
The credit card.
Yes, good, good, good.
Master charge.
Ah, American Express. All right, we're giving you half right for that. You knew it was a credit card. Which of the 7 dwarfs is last alphabetically?
Sleepy.
You're very close.
All right.
I have to look up the 7 dwarfs' name to give you more of a hint.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. Here we are. So, yeah, there is a sleepy. It comes right after sleepy. It also starts with an S.
S. Sleepy. Front of a blank.
Sneezy.
Oh.
Well, that's all right.
Dopey.
That's all right. Here we go. Who said, give me liberty or give me death?
Nathan Hale.
Who?
Oh. Nathan Hale?
Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry, oh, I knew that. Oh,
yeah,
man.
I know you knew that. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right,
thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so I'm like, who? No. What? All right, so let's see there. We'll get to Donna. Donna is in Oak Lawn. There's room for you, too. Again, the trivia question I threw out there goes at the end of the night tonight. So if you want to guess, that is, San Franciscans spend more on this each year than other Americans. In fact, residents of San Francisco spend 85% more on it than people in other U.S. places. More on what? All right. That's interesting to see, and I guess in some ways I would have expected it, especially compared to Los Angeles, but I'll leave that to you to decide. We've got another Christmas record that you won't hear anywhere else, that's for sure. And it was interesting, the group that I'm going to play had a whole Christmas album, don't you know, and I was trying to pick which song from it would be appropriate, and I decided on this one, even though it did have a little soliloquy that we'll just gloss over. All right, so plenty of room for you. 888-876-5593, Monday Night Trivia on this 22nd of December on WGN Radio.
If only in my
okay? So, yes, you know this group. They had a big hit on Old Town in 1963. Who are they? 888-876-5593. And the lead singer was around for years doing all the oldie shows and stuff like that, fronting a band with the same name. I don't think any other members in it, but you get the idea. All right, so 888-876-5593. Bobby is a first-time caller in Wisconsin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, enjoy your show every week, and I just thought I'd give you a suggestion for a Christmas movie.
Uh-huh.
It's called We're No Angels. Humphrey Bogart, Aldo Ray, and Peter Ustinov.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of this, We're No Angels. At first, I thought you said Weirdo Angels, and I thought, Weirdo Angels, that sounds interesting. All right,
No, that's what our mother called us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, We're No Angels. All right, well, I'll keep it in mind. Excellent. I'm so glad you called. We're going to do some 5x5?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the one who they don't allow to play Trivial Pursuit with when the family gets together, unless I'm on their team. So I
good.
Think I might be able to do well.
I'm counting on it, then.
I might embarrass myself.
I'm counting on it. In which sitcom is Frank Sinatra's Love and Marriage the theme?
Oh, is it... not Breakfast at...
It's just it's a sitcom that was on, I don't know, in the 70s or 80s or one of those things.
Oh, that one with the that family that was dysfunctional.
Yes, right. It absolutely was. They put the dysfunctional, but what was the name of the show?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I never watch sitcoms with laugh tracks.
I don't blame you. I do not blame you.
I know the show.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Oh, my gosh. Married with Children.
Yes, absolutely right. Okay.
Was that right?
Yes, very good. What is the shortest day of the year called?
Oh, it was yesterday, wasn't
it? Yeah. You can do
this. The vernal equinox.
Nope. Or the autumnal equinox. So if it's not if it's not
equinoxes,
equinox. Then what would it be? You can do this.
I know I should know this.
Yes, you should.
I can't think of it.
Absolutely.
I cannot.
All right.
Shortest day. The solstice.
And which one?
Winter solstice.
There we go. All right. Very good. What was Richard Nixon's middle name?
Milhouse.
Yes, absolutely. And what sitcom's theme was Those Were the Days?
Oh, man. Those were the days.
You can do this. In fact, the key player sang in it, and the woman very off tune.
Oh, All in the Family?
Yes,
maybe?
Absolutely right. No. Those were the days All in the Family.
What?
Yes, you're a winner. You see, it's just that easy. Now, of course, the prizes are worthless. They take forever to get you, but you eventually get a certificate that you like and other things that you won't want, but you'll get them anyway.
Well, what about dinner with you?
Coming to Arizona anytime soon?
Well, if you tell me when to be there, I will.
Oh, yeah, right. It's not worth a trip, trust me. But I thank you for listening, and hang on, don't go away. All right, very good.
All right. Merry Christmas.
You too. Yes, there was a day when it might have been worth it, but at this stage of my life, trust me, like the guy earlier last year when I was buying furniture, he looked at my passport and he said, "What happened?" I swear to God, I said, "I got old." All right, so we'll pick it up there next hour on WGN Radio.
Bells are ringing, old folks singing, happy holiday.
I told the bird this morning that I love you so. He's singing our love song, now everybody knows. I don't care who knows it, I don't mind what they say. The old town crier's calling, it's a
happy holiday.
So when we marry, guess how sweet you'd be. You told old Mr. Starlight to grant my dreams to me.
Oh, bells are ringing, old folks singing, happy holiday. Don't you know that the bells are ringing, old folks singing, happy
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Johnson Records, 1962. Who are they? It's interesting. I was talking to someone involved with the making of that record. It's actually a B-side. And he said it was fascinating that it started to get Christmas play because it wasn't meant as a Christmas record. It's a happy holiday because there's girls in love with them and all that. So bells are ringing, birds are singing, etc. But it forever became a holiday record. Sort of like when the Shirelles did Blue Holiday. I'm not sure what they had in mind either for that B-side. But nonetheless, you tend to hear it often. Not often enough as far as I'm concerned. I kind of like the group and there's a lot of stuff on Johnson that's good. Sergeant Pappy probably knows exactly who that is. So, Sergeant Pappy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How you doing there, Raleigh? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, I just had a birthday last week.
Yeah? Oh, good.
Yeah, Monday. I was 79 years old.
All right. Happy, happy.
Well, thank you so much. Larry Chance and the Earls.
Yes, absolutely. And Larry Chance was around with many incarnations of the Earls forever. And they actually, as you probably know, didn't do that until about 20 years ago. And then it, you know, came on all those compilation Christmas CDs and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it on. I got that song on a CD. Yeah.
Yeah, either on a collectibles or a WCBS or one of those. Yes, I know.
No, this one here was from a New York radio station, FM radio station.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, originally I think it all came from Jerry Green, you know, and a lot
of... The tape I got is from WCBS,
CBS,
FM 101.1.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was saying, from CBS. It was on the CBS station, and it was also on some other things that collectibles branded themselves. But, yeah, that was all that Jerry Reen stuff. Yeah, absolutely. So I expected you to know our last record, too, though.
No, I didn't recognize it.
All right. Well, you know your Earls, and that's good enough for me. All right, hang on. Do you have a request for me or anything?
That's all right. I got some songs here, but that's all right. I mean, I can listen to them anytime I want, you know, so
absolutely.
It ain't no big deal.
Okay, good deal. Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay, all right. You too. So, Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Yeah, and it's increasingly hard to find the ones that you can't find anymore. You know, virtually everything you might want to hear is online somewhere. But every now and then you come up with one that you say, I'm still looking for that. So those are the ones. Let me know if you're trying to find them, and maybe I've got them. So that's where that is. Now, Gary and Austin's got a bumper guess. I hope it wasn't the same bumper. So, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, I think this is more Christmas music tonight than I've heard in the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, right, but you're not hearing it anywhere else, I hope.
No, I don't. You know, I kind of have a Christmas-free life for the most part.
Well, and me too. But one thing I hate whenever I'm subjected to the Christmas stations, you know, and it's never by choice. But when I am, they never play anything good. You know?
Oh no, they don't. And but I heard "Gee Whiz, It's Christmas" by Carla Thomas.
Yes, I love that song. And so
I feel bad about answering it because I've heard you mention it so much.
Yeah, it's one of my faves.
Well, somebody else would get it.
No, but nobody did, and that's all right. So it's you, and you're a winner.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so let's put Gary on hold here, and we'll reconfirm his address and see what everybody else is doing. Donna in Oak Lawn, welcome back to WGN Radio. Or did we talk to Donna? I think we might have talked to Donna already. I forgot to hang up on her. So Marguerite has called back. Maybe we'll connect this time. So Marguerite, are you there? Hello, Marguerite.
No. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you now. I hear you fine. All right.
I'm sorry. I had myself on mute. Excuse me. And I'm sorry I stepped away from the phone. So, yes, thank you for taking my call back.
Always.
Is it San Francisco? I mean, is it San Francisco? That's the question.
Yeah.
Do they pay more for mass transportation, for public transportation?
Nope. And by the way, I don't think they pay any more. They just spend more on it. I don't think they're paying more than anybody else. They just spend a lot more to get it.
Oh,
yeah, so it's a numbers game. It's not a cost game.
Okay. Well, happy holidays, Riley, to
you, too.
You and all our other co-dancers, co-captains of the dance
all
team,
right.
Riley,
all right.
Dance company, dance team. And, well, let me start off with Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy New Year to you all.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And, of course, the grandbaby of the granddaddy of them all, Winter Solstice. Happy Solstice. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. For those of you of a secular bent, yeah, Solstice was actually predating all that other stuff. You betcha. All right, Marlene in Lombard, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello.
Hi, Marlene.
I am guessing that it's with earthquake supplies or earthquake.
I love it. It's not right, but that's great.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Keep listening.
All right, good bye-bye. Deal. So, let's see. Yeah, it's one of those things where I looked at this and, in a way, it was not at all surprising, but it was absolutely out there. So, Karen is in Madison. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
I was just going to say homeowners insurance.
Nope.
Because of earthquakes.
Yep, but nope.
How about rent?
No, it's not something that costs more. It's a question of how much of it they're buying. They buy more of it in San Francisco than anywhere else. It doesn't cost any more in San Francisco than it would cost anywhere else. They just buy more.
Walrus bite protection.
No, what else?
Okay, I'll give up.
Okay.
I just thought of that the last moment.
Well, you
have a nice... Is best of us a real word, meaning for those of us that don't do anything, or is that a joke?
What word? Tell me again.
You know... Festivus.
A Festivus? Festivus.
You know.
Yeah. Festivus. I mean, in what context are you using it?
It's like some kind of joke for all of us who don't do any of it.
Okay, yeah. You're talking about...
That's what it means.
Right, it's supposedly, you know, just like I said, the winter solstice. Well, this is...
Like an atheist.
Right, this is more recent. Well, it's a secular...
Well,
but it's not about whether it's atheist or not. It's about being anti-consumerist. In other words,
right,
and that tomorrow is Festivus. Tomorrow is Festivus.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure about that, and I knew you would know
it's
something.
It's just commercialism. That's all it is.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Because
appreciate
that's straight.
Now you know.
Well,
all right.
Have a nice us.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Okay, good deal. Thanks. Yeah, it's all about the commercialism. It's not about the, the spiritual end of the holiday, but it's about completely secular, anti-consumerist. And actually, Seinfeld popularized Festivus, I think, and the traditions of the aluminum pole and, you know, all of that. And it was... created a writer, I think, with Danny O'Keefe, not Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, Danny O'Keefe, but Family Traditions, and so it's the deal. And I would say that Seinfeld probably made it more popular than anything else, but so that's Festivus. But like I say, Winter Solstice, and it's, there's a lot of... back and forth on whether or not Christmas was moved, because I think that most people understand that it was not the birth of Christ in an actual calendar situation, but that that the early church was trying to compete with the secular winter solstice celebrations. And I wasn't there, and I haven't spent a whole lot of time on that, but from my understanding, that's what it is. So winter solstice was the original celebration. And, of course, that would, happy winter solstice was, of course, this only works in the Northern Hemisphere, because in the Southern Hemisphere, of course, it's summer. So, yes, to think about it, they're celebrating Christmas in summer. So there you have it. But apparently, yesterday, thousands gathered in Stonehenge to celebrate the solstice. So now you know. All right, 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And that is going to take us to Robert in Stickney. What's up, Robert?
Raleigh, I just called John. I'm Robert, formerly of Stickney, but now I'm Robert of LaGrange Park, Illinois.
Oh, you've moved. Congratulations.
Yes. It's. I don't want to say the name of the place over the year. I haven't spoken with them yet, but it's a minimum care nursing home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know, there comes a time on 78, and it was kind of hard to get around and stuff like that.
So a little bit of assisted living, but you still maintain your independence.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
Yeah, and so I just have a request. The Flamingos and Lovers Never Say Goodbye.
Oh, what a wonderful record. Okay, you got it.
Yeah, that. Okay, that's for all the ladies here, you know.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, and tomorrow sure. night we've Bye-bye. Got an abbreviated show. We have no shows on Wednesday or Thursday. I'd love to be with you. I usually do like to be on the holidays to sort of be a respite of sorts. But WGN has specialized programming with Dusty Rhodes, so I will slink away. But tomorrow night we have half a show, the second half, because the first half is preempted by the Blackhawks. And so, therefore, we'll start a little late. But then next week, the following week, I think we have, well, we'll review it later in the evening, all of it. In case you're taking notes. So, 888-876-5593. Eduardo's in Tampa. What's up, Eduardo?
Hey, Robbie. So, does that mean, what, 11:30 start time around there?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think it would be 11:30 for...
I'm going to pencil it in because, yeah, I know you were going to be very limited this week.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think if that's Eastern or Central time. I'm not sure. When do I normally go on? At 11 there? So it'll be 12:30 then, if I normally go on at 11.
Yeah, my time, yeah.
Yeah, so 12:30.
Yeah. Hey, I got the shed up.
Hey, how did it go?
It took about 4 hours, maybe half a day.
Okay.
I took some pictures, so I'll be sending them your way. So
all right, all
when
right.
When I get a chance, I'll send them out.
Are you pleased with the results?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks good. It matches the color of the house. So.
All right. All right.
Yeah, it's 8x10, so yeah, I think they did a very good job. So
good, good. And so now you've got a shed, and what are you going to put in it?
Well, you know, stuff I have in the front.
Oh.
Just miscellaneous stuff I have in the front porch will go in there. I haven't put anything in there yet, but I'm going to, you know, decide what goes in there. So it'll be nice. Since my brother's a handy... maybe I'll put like some shelves on there so that way I can put some stuff on those, on the board. So we'll see how organized that comes out.
Okay.
But yeah. I like it. It looks good.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. Let me, take a crack at that San Francisco. My first choice is going to be, getting more, seafood.
No.
My second one would be social media.
No.
They're more on social media.
Nope.
Okay, I guess that's it.
All right, well, nice try, but not.
Right, we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
I hope so. Looking forward to it.
Tomorrow,
okay,
bye.
Okay. All right, so yes, the Powerball numbers are out, and I'm not lucky, so I'm just not. But John, astrologically speaking, has a real luck index in his chart. He's got Uranus in the second house there, and so he actually could win. So I say to him, well, if you want to, just buy them when you want. So he did. He bought lottery tickets today, and I just looked, and he got two numbers out of five tickets. But you know, that's better than he usually does, so that's quite something. Do you get it? Anything for two numbers? Probably not. I'll look. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, the end of next hour, we reveal our straggler question. San Franciscans spend more on this each year than other Americans. In fact, residents of San Francisco spend 85% more on it than people in other U.S. places. Now, again, it doesn't cost more in San Francisco at all. It's the same price, but they just spend a lot more on it. Yeah, buying a lot more. So what is it? 888-876-5593. Anita is in Beloit. What do you think, Anita?
Hi. Well, I got a couple guesses here.
All right.
One of them's water.
Water? Nope, not water.
No, because I know they got to bring it in all the time.
Nope.
The other one is... it has to do with Silicon Valley, and I'm thinking software developers, computer programmers, AI people.
Nope.
Experienced people.
Nope.
Contractors, things like that.
Nothing to do with it.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
Okay, well, that's all I had.
All right, if you think of something else, call me back.
I will do that.
All right,
have
thanks.
A Merry Christmas.
You too.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks. Bye. So indeed. All right, so again, it doesn't cost more there, just more people are buying more of it. What would that be? All right. So let's see. We talked to Robert in Stickney, and so we say goodbye to him to free a line up for you. There's one line available for you. But Stan, I knew Stan in Dearborn would know this, knows one of the bumpers. So all right, Stan, what'd you know?
Oh, hi, Raleigh. Hi. Well, I do Happy Holidays by the Shells.
Absolutely. It's a Happy Holidays
label.
Yes, right. Yeah. Exactly. A B-side that wasn't supposed to be a Christmas song. Yes.
Yeah. And the first one, I knew that one, too. I don't think anyone guessed it yet, did they?
No.
First one?
Yeah. What
Merry
is?
Christmas, Baby by the Poets.
Absolutely. The Poets. You betcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I agree with you on your opinion about the Christmas shows.
Yeah.
It's always the same 20 records or so that you hear all the time. And
exactly. And I just don't want to hear them again.
Exactly. And, I'm glad you're playing your favorites or your ones, because we, you know, don't get a chance to hear them. I've got a bunch of Christmas songs that, you know, we play at home.
Sure.
And one of my favorites, we were talking about the Apollo label last week, was a song called A Christmas Letter by LaFitte and Kitty.
Yes.
I think it's called LaFitte. I'm not sure. Could be LaFitte in French, but on Apollo label, I think it came out around 57. And that's one you never hear anywhere.
No, you don't. Yeah, the LaFettes. I thought they were the LaFettes also, by the
way. LaFettes?
Yeah, well, it's F-E-T-S. I don't have any way to know that, because, of course, if you know anything about the LaFettes, you know more than I do. But, you know, then of course, we get to Kitty. Do you know who Kitty is? Because I don't know that either.
No, I don't. That was going to ask you.
Right. And they also say with Sax Carry Band. Well, okay, then. And Sax Carry Band. That's Saxton Carey, who was a sax player. He had a group like Sax Carey and Ball in the Blues. But you know, that's background stuff. But supposedly Sax Carey wrote Christmas Letter, which is now we know all I know, which is not a whole lot, actually.
He was big in Detroit too. He backed up quite a few.
Quite
a few songs here in Detroit on some obscure 50s Detroit labels for John Von Battle, JVB.
Right.
In the mid-50s. And they always used to say, where's Sax Carey now? I guess he was in New York and San Francisco and Detroit, Chicago. I think it was all over.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And so I'm just curious who the LaFettes were, because I can't.
Yeah, me too.
I can't imagine that that's the only thing they did. So I don't know. I'll try. I'll write this down to see if I can find anything else.
Yeah, I've got something on Apollo.
Yeah.
Some articles on Apollo, but I don't remember reading too much about the LaFettes. And I didn't know it's L.
It's
capital L A and capital F.
Yeah, F E T S. Exactly right.
Oh, okay.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. They're two different words, by the way. Hang on. Stay where you are.
Sure.
And I'll see what I can find out right now on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it's the LaFettes and Kitty. LaFettes might not be a group. It might be a person. So I'm working on this with Stan. Hang on a minute, Stan. Don't go away. John says we got a first-time caller. We defer to them because they don't hang on for us very long. So Chuck is a first-time caller, and he is in Indiana. So, Chuck, welcome to WGN Radio. Are you there, Chuck? Oh, so quick. He left us so quick. All right, come on, first-time callers. Have a little more patience than that. All right, goodbye. We'll talk again to Stan in Dearborn. I tell you what. All right, so when you mentioned that Christmas song on Apollo, I realized, I have, as you do, all those Golden Doo-Wop CDs. So I thought, well, maybe they wrote something about it. And unfortunately, they said, I wish we knew more about the group or duet with LaFettes and Kitty. So yep. they don't know either. So what I just did is I sent an email to Val Shively, and hopefully he'll answer, because I figure if anyone knows.
I got something. Excuse me. I've got something. Excuse me. I've got something from Don Folletti, says the same thing.
Right.
Says, we don't know if it's a group or a duet.
Right.
Written and produced by Sax. The elusive Sax Carey of Detroit.
Okay.
But there was Apollo number 520, but that's all that was left out of the box.
Right. And nobody seems to know. Now, of course, Sax Carey's been dead for like 15 years or so, so we're not going to be able to ask him, which is a shame. Because
yeah.
he was from Chicago originally, and I think... But,
that's what I believe, too.
Yeah, I think so. And he went back, though. I mean, he was born like the teens or the early 20s. I mean, he goes mm-hmm. back to vaudeville. Candy Yams was his name originally. Oh, God help me.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then he got involved with Don Roby. It's a wonder he lived to tell about it. And
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then wound up the Detroit thing you mentioned. He did, you know, a lot of the stuff like Della Reese and some other stuff, and then did, you know, we mentioned You're So Fine by the Falcons and all that. And he moved into New Orleans. He was working with Alan Toussaint at Sansu. And I, you know, remember Escurita? That's when he was Escurita. Escurita.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, which is hilarious.
Yeah, that's a combination right there.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And he did some Chris Kenner stuff and all that. And ultimately was working for Henry Stone. See, that's why I'm really pissed that I didn't think to find him and ask him. Because he was in Miami, you know, at the time that all those George McRae records were coming out and all that. And... you know, who
yeah, Don Folletti described him as the very elusive. Somebody should get a hold of this guy and interview him.
Yeah, right. Well, he wasn't that elusive. Instead, like I say, he died. He was like 89 years old when he died, and it's been over 15 years, I think.
Yeah.
But he was in Florida for quite a while. He had a residency at a club outside of Tampa and all that kind of stuff. So he was absolutely gettable if anybody wanted to get him and talk to him, and it just never occurred to me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there, so I blame myself for that one. And, you know, he got involved with some of the Blaxploitations movies, like The $6,000, I can't use the rest of that title. For obvious reasons on the radio or really anywhere else. Somebody should really, I'm hoping that Val will write back and know something.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It's a fine record, but no one seems to have any idea.
I guess that's why we never hear it anywhere else.
Well, no, I don't think that's the reason. We never hear any of these anywhere else. We don't even hear the youngsters doing Christmas in Jail. You know, kind of Christmas is it without Christmas in Jail and Backdoor Santa? I mean,
or
really.
How about, Santa has a Coupe de Ville this year by
right.
the Four Imperials.
Right, there you go. Exactly. I mean, this is what it is all about. So,
or Rockin' and Rollin' with Santa Claus by the Hepsters.
Hepsters, of course, yeah.
On Ronell, yeah.
Yeah, these are good things. And there's a lot of beach music stuff. Tommy Black, I Saw Santa. You know, nobody remembers that. And Solomon Burke, Presents for Christmas. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So, I almost played that. Like I said, I had far too many to play from which to choose, and a lot didn't make it.
You could do probably a whole week on
I could have.
We,
yeah, that we know.
That's right. That's right. And but one thing I am going to do, it's I can't believe I like this, but I normally never liked Santa Claus's coming to town for any reason at all until Smokey Robinson did it and changed something in it that made it a great record. And I thought, why didn't anybody else think of that first? So, yes, I'll play that and some other stuff as well. But so,
yeah,
okay.
That's your Christmas album, yeah.
Always good to hear from you. So
good to talk to you and John. Merry Christmas to you guys, and thank you for everything you do over the air.
Oh, you
betcha. I'm sure all your listeners thank you, too.
Well, and hang on. We'll confirm that address. Eventually, you get something, Stan. It'll surprise the hell out of you, but you will. All right. So, yeah, we put Stan on hold. And, okay, so Chuck, our first-time caller, called back. Chuck, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for waiting.
Well, thank you for letting me talk to you. I get up here, and I'm a first-time caller. But I'm an every night listener.
That's great to have you.
And we're right next in a county in Indiana, and it's directly east of, you have a caller from Iroquois County.
Uh-huh.
And we're directly hooked on across the line east called Newton County.
Yep, yep. You're about 50 miles north of Purdue.
Yes, we are, and I go there quite a bit, but not to Purdue.
Right, and the Iroquois River. I know. So I lived in
Iroquois River.
I lived in Bedford.
The town, huh?
I say I lived in Bedford in Lawrence County.
Oh, I don't know Indiana. Oh, I've only been there.
Okay.
I've been there 32 years.
Okay.
And long time. We go down to Lafayette. I'm here in Brook. Iroquois River goes 3 blocks south of us.
Okay.
Starts out up a rensselaer and a little creek deal, not very big, and then it goes here, and then it goes over in Illinois, and it floods out Watseka.
Okay. All right. So I'm sure you've been to Earl's Dining and Catering.
Earl's Dining and Catering, they closed.
They did, I know, but they were there for years.
It's hard to... Yeah, they were there. It used to be our grocery store. No grocery store.
That's sad because, you know, they used to have great prime rib, and then I remember they sold it or something, and somebody else bought it, but after a while it just went away.
You've been in our town.
Yes.
And it's only 500 or 600 people in our town.
Yes, but they had good prime rib. I remember.
They did. I think we're going to have that Christmas Eve at somebody's house relation to us.
Good.
I think you got that on the menu.
Ooh.
I'm 85 years old, probably been married out of that 85, 50, let's see, for a long time. Third marriage.
Okay.
Great-grandpa twice. Great-great-grandpa. I'm sorry, great-great.
Wow.
Great-grandpa 20 times, great-great 2 times.
Wow. All right.
And spent a lot of time being married, third time.
Yeah. So how...
And I just said...
I was going to say, how young is the youngest great-great-grandchild?
Yes, 3 months.
Oh, wow. All right. So there's going to be many nice Christmases to come.
And the oldest one is 1 year.
Wow. All right.
And I had a couple of songs. I liked the guy. I started out with him. People didn't like him where I worked. They'd turn him off. Different station, they didn't like it. Of course, the jobs I had were different, older, and I was young. And he's a guy I liked, and he started out, and he did good. His name is Elvis.
All right.
My middle name is Presley. I don't know, but it's a Presley.
Okay.
I think it's a North Carolina Tar Heel name. Maybe. I don't know,
Raleigh.
But I just got up here and I listen to you about every night, wondering about you, what you look like, what color you are. Don't know any of that.
I'm whatever you want me to be. That's the beauty of radio.
Isn't that something? Yeah, it is.
It's exactly. Theater of the Mind.
There she is.
So whatever you want,
that's
me.
I do have a couple songs.
Okay.
But I don't. If you don't want to play them, you don't have to.
Well, what are they?
Well, one of them is a Christmas song I always like. It's a Blue, Blue Christmas by him. And some woman in the background is backing him up with a real screechy, loud, ooh. She lived quite a while. I don't even remember her name on that song. And she does a lot of it in the background. And the other song by him, he just, I don't think he ever liked to say it, sing it, is called Hurt.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Millie Kirkham was the background singer. She worked with the Jordanaires a lot of stuff, and she was
But she
soprano.
Did that for him.
And, yeah, Millie Kirkham. And
she's been gone only three, I don't know, not very long. So.
All right. Well, and
so I'm on, I got pacemakers going, I got the third thing, I'm still around. That's the way it is. And if you would, I listen to that every night with you, and it's a good show.
Well, I love the fact that you call. We'll get you Hurt, and it might get you the Christmas song as well.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a very, very nice holidays, and the gentleman that answered the phone, tell him to have the same.
We'll do it. All right. Thanks, Chuck. Don't be a stranger.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we've got more guests. We've got another hour, by the way, and the deal is at the end of next hour, I reveal. So we'll defer to our guessers on our trivia question, which is, San Franciscans spend more on this each year than other Americans do. In fact, residents of San Francisco spend 85% more on it than people in all the other U.S. places. And again, it's not that it costs more there. It doesn't. It's just that they're spending more on it, getting more of it. More what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
You know you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You know that he is making up a list.
So yeah, that's only a bumper stumper if you've absolutely never won anything before, because it's clearly too obvious. But I just thought it was great. Never liked that song by anybody. And like I say, Smokey made that one little change that was pretty obvious when you heard it. And I was like, wow, that's really a great song. All right, so who knew? Now, we are going to take a lot of guesses, but Tommy's been waiting for quite a while, and he wants to do charts, so we will get to that next. So Tommy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Oh, lovely show tonight. Happy holiday season to you and John.
You too.
Yeah. Interesting stuff you talked about tonight with the earlier previous caller.
Yeah, with Stan.
Those Dan, yeah, that's Stan. Interesting.
Yeah. I want to know who LaFette is. LaFette and Kitty. Who's LaFette?
Right. I got to look it up and... hopefully we find out.
Yep.
I hope I don't bore you with this one. Yeah, I know you don't like this stuff. 1976 December chart.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Number one, Tonight's the Night.
Rod Stewart.
Number two, Rubber Band Man.
Spinners.
Number three, You Don't Have to Be a Star to Be in My Show.
Billy and Mary.
Yep.
Marilyn.
You betcha. Number four, Muskrat Love.
Captain and Toenail.
Yes, exactly right. Number five, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
Leo Sayer.
Yes. All right. Next is More Than a Feeling.
Tavares.
Okay. So I'm looking at this, and, you know, so my eyes are just giving away. I can't even. But, yes, that's what I would think it is, too. So it must be. I can't read the page.
No, More Than a Feeling. That's Boston. Boston.
Okay. All right. If you say so. Yeah. I swear I can't read this. All right, I'm going to have to believe anything you say because I can't read a word of it. Number seven, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
Elton John.
Yes, number eight, Nadia's Theme from The Young and the Restless.
Barry Devorkian, something like that.
Yes, exactly. Number nine, You Are the Woman That I've Always Dreamed Of.
Ah, I know this, I know this.
I know you do, too.
Is that Orleans? Is that Orleans?
No, it's Firefall.
Oh,
that's
all
right. Nights Are Forever Without You. Yeah, those wimpy white AC records will get you every time. I had to play all of these, so I remember them. But yeah, Nights Are Forever Without You. You should remember
this. I had to order them from Handelman. Have you ever heard of Handelman Record Company?
Of course.
I had to order them. I had to order them from there.
All right. Yeah, sure, of course.
But I don't know this one. Nights Are Forever.
England Dan and John Ford Coley. Yes, yes, exactly. All right, well, you got 80%, so you're still a winner.
Thank you, Robbie, and happy holidays
to you
and John.
Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Don't go away. Yes, that's absolutely right. And, yeah, I had to play all those. Oh, God. I think I'm a little nauseous. I'll get over it. I've got another hour of this. And, yeah, we'll do some more charts. But we're going to, I promise, take guesses right away to see if we can't get rid of our straggler. But we've got another hour to think about it before I give you an answer. But if you're just joining us and saying, what are you talking about now? Well, the first thing to know is all the lines are busy. So as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's when to call. But San Franciscans spend more on this each year than other Americans. In fact, residents of San Francisco spend 85% more than people in other U.S. places. And again, it does not cost more in San Francisco. It costs the same amount of money. They just buy a lot more of it. A lot more of what? All that and more coming up next hour. And so that's the deal. Now, I promised you I would look, so I will real quickly, to see what we've got. Tomorrow, we're an hour and a half late, and I think that is it for the week, unfortunately. You know, I prefer to be on the air on holidays, you know, because for a lot of people don't like their routine change. But WGN has special programming, and I am sure that it is much better than me. And so that's what you will be hearing. But as for me, again, tomorrow night, I'm pretty sure it's after the Blackhawks, and I'm guessing about 11:30 Central, so that's about 12:30 on the East Coast. And so then after that, like I say, Wednesday and Thursday, we're out. Next week, looks like at this point, full show all week long. So Monday Night Trivia a week from now, full show. Tuesday, we could be delayed an hour Tuesday due to the Blackhawks again. But New Year's Eve, we'll welcome it together. And then New Year's Day, well, I think we're preempted an hour for that, too, with the Blackhawks. But we'll plenty of time to talk and another hour to talk right here on WGN Radio.
Season to be jolly, but how can I be when I have nobody? The Yuletide Carol doesn't make it better, knowing that we won't be together. A silent night, I know it's gonna be
Christmas time. The children can play with their new toys while their little hearts burst open with joy. And lovers can kiss beneath the mistletoe. Choirs can sing those glorious songs of old. But what is there
Ronald James. All right, so yes, and of course, a couple mega hits for that group, and some of my favorite stuff earlier on Volt, like that one. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Let's get to it here. San Franciscans spend more on this each year than other Americans. In fact, residents of San Francisco spend 85% more on it than people in other U.S. states. And again, costs the same everywhere. They just spend a lot more of it when they're in San Francisco, buy a lot more of it. So what would that be? Mike in Winfield, what do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. How about wine?
Not wine. Nice guess, though. I like it.
How about fish?
Not fish. What else you got?
Takeout food.
Not takeout. Keep going.
Sleeping aid?
Nope.
Last one, rent.
Rent? Nope. 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 Like I say, it costs the same everywhere, and God knows rent doesn't cost the same in San Francisco. All right.
I thought so.
Well,
I'll
thanks
try
for trying.
Again another time.
I hope so. Thanks for calling. Goodbye. All right. So, good deal. Yes, and whenever inspiration strikes. Now, there's a line available for you if you've been getting a busy signal, so now's the time. 888-876-5593. Stacy in Algonquin, how are you, Stacy?
Hi, Ron. Oh, I'm a little bit sick right
oh,
now.
Oh, no. What do you got?
Well, I caught a head cold.
Oh.
But I wanted to talk to you, Raleigh. I'm getting better, but I thought I just want to wish Raleigh and John a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and just tell you what's going on. And we had a big party here at Eastgate.
Good.
On the 5th, and I invited my friend Chris. He always helps me, and he brought his two kids. And then my very, very dear friend, Rick, in Glenview, who I haven't seen in a while. And my friend Rick came, and he brought me 24 long-stem red roses.
Aw, how nice.
And that was so nice with the Christmas. We have such nice parties.
Good. Good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you made that move, and you're happy there. That's wonderful.
I just want to get well.
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't travel. Head colds are certainly an inconvenience and a pain, but they're generally not dangerous at all.
I know I've been, they brought my food and stuff. They wouldn't let me out.
Right. No, I understand that because nobody wants to catch anything. But sure, absolutely. And, you know, the vitamin C and the vitamin D and all the stuff that you normally take, the chicken soup and anything else, just have that and relax.
Yeah, and this was the last day of Hanukkah, too.
All right. So 8 nights. Yeah. All right. So,
right.
Yeah.
But, no, other than that, you know, things are, I'm very positive about everything. Positive, positive, positive.
Good. Good. Well, that helps. And sometimes I think colds are nature's way of forcing us to slow down. So it's good to kind of give into it and relax and just get as much rest as you can.
I know. And, well, they won't. Well, they brought me my food. So, no, you're not getting out of here yet.
Right, exactly. That's right. So that's fine. They'll keep bringing you food.
But we had another nice party with two good singers. They were great. So that one, I kind of went crazy with one of the other ladies on the dance floor.
Uh-huh.
So, because I'm a good dancer.
Yeah.
So that was fun. But how are you feeling, you and John?
Yeah, we're, you know, same old stuff. Just, unfortunately, no rest for the weary. And we've got so much to do in the next couple weeks that I wish I could go to the time store and buy a few extra days.
I know, that's true. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
But our weather's been pretty good here.
That's
wonderful. It's cold.
Yeah.
How's the weather by you?
You know, this is the time of the year when it's nice to be in Arizona. And I remember this because come summer, it's going to be 120 degrees when absolutely miserable. So this time of year, it's idyllic, but it doesn't last.
So,
you know, we've got now through part of April. And then by the end of April, it'll be too warm to want to spend much time outside.
Actually, I can't really say anything in Algonquin. We've had pretty, I mean, it's cold, but sunny and everything.
Yeah.
Today was gloomy and all that, but we're pretty good.
Well, that's good. I got the good old Farmer's Almanac, so I'll have to consult it to see what they're going to predict for the winter of 2026. So we'll see. But I don't think it's predicted to be really cold and snowy, particularly in the Chicago area, so hopefully they're right.
Right, it's just really cold right now, but...
Well, yeah, it's December.
You know, I'm under house arrest right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good time to stay indoors and just get your strength back.
I know, that's true, but I said, I'm going to hang on, I need to talk to Raleigh.
Ah, that's so nice of you. So, have you got a guess for me?
Oh, okay, now, what was the question again?
All right, so the question is, San Franciscans spend more on this each year than any other Americans. In fact, residents of San Francisco spend 85% more on it than people in other U.S. places. And like I said, it does not cost more in San Francisco. It's just that they buy more of it.
Clothing?
Nope.
Let's see. Flowers?
Nope.
Let's see. Is it a different food item?
Nope.
Their cars?
Nope.
Oh, I give up.
Well, you'll know by the end of the hour, I promise.
Can I do like the 5 for 5?
Of course you can. Let's see what we got for you on that, courtesy of Lisa and Laura. All right. What sitcom family lived on Cemetery Lane?
Cemetery Lane. Oh, gosh. The Munsters?
The Addams Family. That's all right.
Oh, the Addams.
All right. How did Archie define Meathead and all the family? What did he say about them?
Oh, God. I never...
I'll give you a hint. The first two words are dead from.
Dead from the head up?
Good enough. It's from the neck up, but good enough. Okay. Let's see how you do. Who was the cranky neighbor on Dennis the Menace?
Oh, I know. Mr. Whipple or something like I know that.
You're right. It does start with a W.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of what you just said, who advised please don't squeeze the Charmin?
Oh, that's please don't squeeze the Charmin. It's a commercial?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, but you just said it.
Please. Mr. Wilson?
Nope, Mr. Whipple.
Oh, Mr. Whipple.
Yeah. All right. We will talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Happy holidays.
All right, you too. So there you have that. And again, a big, big thanks to Lisa and to Laura for all these wonderful questions. All right, so let's see. Kimberly and Dalton's got some trivia guesses. What do you think, Kimberly?
Hi, Wally. My mom and I were thinking possibly the utilities, water, gas, and electric, and we don't know if anybody said it before.
Nope, nope.
And then the other thing was cable cars, cable rides?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, well, that's about anything else, Mom?
No, you did say water, lots of water.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's it.
All right. Well, if you think of something else, and again, it does not cost any more money in San Francisco. It's just that they're buying right. a lot more of it.
Yeah.
Electric.
Yeah.
No, we said that.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah, so. Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Okay, well. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
A merry, 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 merry Christmas to you. I heard Santa coming down the chimney. I saw Santa when he hit the floor. I watched Santa passing out the toys. I saw Santa going out the door. Now I always believed in Santa, but I never saw him in real life. But that night under the Christmas tree, coming down the chimney, I saw Santa when he hit the floor. I watched Santa passing out the toys. I saw Santa going out the door. And then he was on
Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I don't expect anybody to get it, but I thought it was a fine beach music song. Guy used to be in the Catalinas, then had a band under his own name. He was actually, his day job, he was a PE teacher in Fayetteville. But boy, he certainly sang in the beach music scene for years, and sadly he's been gone about 6 years now. And yeah, very, very sad, but just terrific as far as Carolina beach music. So if you know who it is, that's great, but otherwise I just kind of wanted to play it. So 888-876-5593. I'm trying to get a little more guesses on our question because I'm going to reveal it within a half hour here. So I think Anita in Beloit wants to guess. And again, if you're saying what question, oh, pay attention. All right. San Franciscans spend more on this than other Americans. In fact, residents of San Francisco spend 85% more than people in other U.S. places spend on what? Again, it costs the exact same amount in San Francisco. It's just San Franciscans are wild about it, buy a lot more of it. So Anita in Beloit, more guesses. Go for it. Anita? We lost Anita. All right. Hopefully we didn't lose the phone. Apparently we lost a connection with me a while ago. So yeah, I'm starting to wonder about all of it now. Who else wants to guess? I guess everybody else has something else in mind. But Laura is in Willowbrook. So Laura, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, thanks, Raleigh. I get in at the last second, but I'm sure this has been guessed already. Fish.
No, not fish.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So I'd like 5x5 trivia, please.
All righty then. What were the mint candies that the Marshall Fields department store sold? What were they called?
Oh.
Everybody remembers them.
Yes, Frango.
Yes, absolutely right. Who was the
cook? If I didn't know that, didn't know that and I'm from Illinois, that would be pathetic.
Yeah, you're doing good so far. Who was the coach of the 1985 Chicago Bears?
Mike Ditka.
Yes. All right, how old is Dick Van Dyke?
100.
Yes. On which holiday does Chicago dye the river?
St. Patrick's Day.
And which soap opera had the characters Luke and Laura?
General Hospital.
And 5 out of 5. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Yeah.
All
thanks,
right.
Sally.
Good deal. Absolutely. And sadly, Luke is no longer with us. Yeah, died within the last month. Tony Geary. And he was living overseas. Oh, speaking of overseas, and he was in the Scandinavian countries too, but did you hear it's Denmark that is eliminating all postal service? Not enough interest in the mail Yeah, maybe we'll talk about it some other time. But yeah, that was downright scary to me. All right, so that's absolutely true. Now, Ruth has been hanging on a while, so let's see. Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you still there, Ruth?
Hey, Marie. I'm going to answer that trivia question.
Good.
Just one guess.
Good.
Books?
Yes. Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Reading,
okay.
Reading materials. You're 100% right.
Okay, so you're done for the night on that one. Now, I want to tell you how I became a Santa's helper. After 55 years, I was thinking about all the things that I used to do, what I could do under my circumstances, and so I went down.
Hold on a minute, Ruth.
Lane.
It's time for the news. Don't go away. Stay where you are. We'll let you go for it after this on WGN Radio.
Christmas, just ain't Christmas without the one you love. New Year's, just ain't New Year's without the one you love.
Underneath the mistletoe, I saw a face all aglow last year this time. Now I stand all alone, and my house is not a home without that girl of mine.
Without the one you love.
And New Year's,
New Year's
just ain't New Year's
without the one you love.
12 o'clock and all is well, and I was doing oh so swell last year this time. Going shopping for presents together, making vows to leave each other never. It was a waste of time.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Almost a hit. Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't heard it more. But there you have it. All right, we'll have one more before the end of the night. And yeah, I'm not sure what I'll play, but I'll come up with something here. Yeah, I've got about 12 up there from which to choose. So Ruth got it right, by the way. San Franciscans, I should say, spend more on reading materials every year. 85% more on it than people in other states, books and the like. Now libraries are tied with their borrowers at all time highs too. So, yeah, they're certainly more literate. Exactly what that means, I don't know. Meantime, John accidentally hung up on Ruth. But sorry about that. But she called back. And so I interrupted her for the news, and now she's back. All right, Ruth.
Hey, Riley, again. I wanted to request a song.
Okay.
How about that Christmas letter? I've never heard it before, and I don't know whether you have it and can do it or not.
Yeah, I started to play a little bit before Lafitte, or wherever he is. Yes, and Kitty. Okay.
Okay, back to my Santa's helper. So,
right.
Years ago, Christmas is long ago, I hadn't heard anything about something like this, and I thought it was absolutely wonderful. To put your name in a hat, you pull the name out, and you're going to anonymously do all kinds of secret things for this person.
Yeah.
Well, I picked somebody I didn't want. I should have put it back in and took another one, or did the same thing for the people that I wanted to do it for and didn't pick their names. Closer friends and that kind of thing. And so anyway, this year I was trying to do something. So I traveled back in time, you know, who says you can't go home again. So on the WLIP radio station, they'd been advertising for several years that they would pay for a person's rent for a year. And I thought, well, this is remarkable. I don't do computers, so I can't do it. I get a percentage off similar to senior citizen housing. I can pay my rent, so I really don't need to go into this. But I was so amazed every year about this generosity and doing something so incredible for somebody else that's in a financial pinch, and we know as of late what goes on. So I thought to myself, I want to thank these people. So I sent them anonymously a house that you would put under a tree, because the theme was, home for the holidays. And I wanted to go to the board meeting and tell the mayor, why don't you give them a plaque, and here's the house to go on the plaque. So it went to Patrick
Chevrolet, Patrick Lynch Chevrolet, and they didn't know who sent it, but I got such a fantastic feeling about what they were doing for someone else that I wanted to do something for them.
All right.
And it was just, it was one of several things that I came up with this year, sort of to get me involved in the way things used to be. But I also noted in the item, see the USA in your Chevrolet. I thought that was my first convertible Chevrolet. Parades and all kinds of service organization things. So Santa's Helper for me was just so unique this year to do something out of the blue, like a bolt out of the blue. Now, I don't know whether you got a song for the trivia, but if not, we can pass over on that.
Well, you already won. You knew it was books, so you're done.
Oh, that's right. I can only... All right. That's
you're done.
Right.
So hang on. Don't go away.
It wouldn't be applicable. Oh, no, I already got the return. Okay.
All right. All right. Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. Debating whether to throw another question out there or wait until next week. We'll see. We're going to get through many of your calls because many people have their own categories from which to choose. Laura in Des Plaines is one of them. So how's it going, Laura?
Oh, pretty good. I'm ready for It's Wonderful Life.
And I have one. Some folks in Bedford Falls call me miserly. Others call me evil. George Bailey goes so far as to call me a warped, frustrated old man. All that might be true, but I'm still the richest man in town. What is my last name?
Potter.
Yes, absolutely right. There you have it.
Ah, awesome.
All right, good deal. Hang on. Don't go away. That's right, Potter, absolutely. The old miser that owns the largest bank in Bedford Falls, played by Lionel Barrymore. And so that's the deal there. And Laura got that right. So we put Laura on hold. And we thank her for all of the 5x5, too. Dave in Northside wants Gunsmoke. So you do, Dave. All right.
Hello.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. You like multiple choices. You're going to get one. Which two characters were in every season of Gunsmoke? Was it Matt Dillon and Kitty Russell, Matt Dillon and Festus Hagen, Matt Dillon and Doc Adams, or Doc Adams and Kitty Russell?
Let's see. I'm not sure. I guess Doc and Dillon.
Yep, Mac Dillon and Doc Adams is absolutely right. Hang on, you're absolutely right. Don't go away. All right, so that's the deal there with Dave on the north side. So we put him on hold to confirm his address. And Misty is a first-time caller, and she is calling from somewhere. From Wheeling, Illinois. All right, Misty, thanks for calling.
Hi, Rally. I'm calling from Wheeling, Illinois. How are you?
All right, I'm glad you called. What you think?
Well, I think, did you play... The OJs?
Absolutely right. Good for you. You betcha I did. And you've never even called before, so you're absolutely eligible. The prizes are worthless, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you probably don't want. So hang on. Let's get your address. You are a winner.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Robert Riley, may I also make a request?
Absolutely. What is it you would like to hear, Misty?
Could you play Guess Who's Back in Town?
Play what?
Guess Who's Back in Town.
Guess Who's Back in Town. All right. Which version?
Yes. I can't recall. I think it's from the 70s.
Yeah. All right. I'll pick
one.
You betcha.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So 888-876. Well, I'm not doing that because actually all the lines are busy. So just wait for somebody to hang up and you know the number, I hope. All right. So let's see. Mark in Aurora. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, I'm kind of mellow tonight.
Good.
Kind of playing. I just got an electronic grand piano in the mail, so I'm kind of tinkering with that. And I got a harmonica in the mail, and so I'm.
The neighbors are going to love you.
No, actually, it has a volume control.
All right, and you're going to use it.
Now it has a headphone jack.
You want December of 69, but someone got that earlier tonight, so they'd be the same songs.
Oh, they did. Okay, let's do 68 then.
All right, we'll do that. So I was going to say, I guess you weren't listening, but...
No.
All right, that's all right. So, okay, 68 it is, this week, 1968. Here we go. Number one, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Number two, Love Child.
Dreams.
Number three.
Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yes. Number three, For Once in My Life.
Stevie.
Yes, Stevie Wonder. Number four, Abraham, Martin, and John.
Oh, Dion.
Yes.
Love that song.
Yeah, well, he didn't. glad.
Oh, yeah.
they forced him to do it, and he did. So, another Phil Gernhardt story. All right, number five, Wichita Lineman.
Glenn Campbell.
Number six.
Written by Jimmy Webb.
Yes, number six, and Al DeLore produced it. Number six, Stormy.
Classics four.
Yes. Number seven, Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady While You're Out Making Love?
Oh, Johnny Taylor?
Yes, absolutely right. Number eight, Both Sides Now.
Judy.
Yep, afraid so. Number nine, I Love How You Love Me, obviously a remake.
Maybe. Could I hear it?
Yeah. And I don't know why he remade it, but he did. It is a he. But, let's see.
I Love How You Love Me, huh?
Yes, I'm afraid so. And,
this could be the one that gets me.
I don't think so, because it's actually pretty obvious. The first one from 1961, by the way, was the Parrish Sisters. But, but then... Yeah, that was 61. 7 years later, he had to come and do it again.
I love how your eyes close.
Oh, Bobby Z?
No, but you're close.
And when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me.
Oh, it's not Bobby Vinton. Bobby Darin?
You just threw it away. It is Bobby Vinton.
Well, you said I was close.
Yeah, right. And it's not Bobby V. It was Bobby Vinton.
Oh, okay. Well,
Bobby V is a different artist.
So I did. Oh, all right.
A completely different artist. Bobby V was on Liberty. Snuff Garrett produced him. It was just wonderful. Bobby Vinton was on Epic, and it was just terrible.
I should point out that when I said Bobby V, I meant Bobby Vinton.
Well, you didn't say it. All right. Number 10.
Whatever.
Magic Carpet Ride.
It's Steppenwolf.
All right. 9 out of 10, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. There you go. So yes. Doesn't matter what you mean. It matters what you say. All right. And that's okay. But yes, Bobby Vinton it is. That's a terrible... I don't know why. You know, the Parrish Sisters were not really inspiring to begin with, as far as I was concerned.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me. And when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me.
Yeah, so Bobby Vinton thought, well, let's redo that. Well, it probably wasn't him, but whoever did. Yeah, wrong again. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Chris in Ohio. How's it going, Chris?
Fine, thank you.
All right, we're going to do charts from 1964.
I was even in the first grade, but I had two sisters who were in their teens. So that's why 64 is drilled into my head.
I'll bet it is. Yeah, you couldn't escape it. Good, good.
And no.
You were right of the age where it would be burned on your brain. So here we go. Number one, Come See About Me.
The Supremes.
Number two, I Feel Fine.
The Beatles.
Number three, Mr. Lonely.
Oh, God, and we're just talking about him.
Yes, afraid so.
Oh, God. Bobby, I've never met anybody who ever had a nice thing to say about him then.
Ah, really? I didn't think it was quite that bad, but anyway. Yeah. Let's see. Number four, She's Not There.
The Zombies.
Number five, Ringo.
Lauren Green.
Yes. Number six, Time Is On My Side.
Rolling Stones.
Yes. Number seven, Going Out of My Head.
That would be Little Anthony.
Absolutely right. Number 8, Dance, Dance, Dance.
Beach Boys.
Number 9, I'm Gonna Be Strong.
Gene Pitney.
Yeah. Number 10, You Really Got Me.
Kinks.
All right. You got them all. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, Mountain of Love, and it's not the original.
Johnny Rivers.
Yes. Number 12, The Jerk.
The Larks?
Yes. Number 13, I'm Into Something Good.
Herman's Hermits.
14, She's a Woman.
The Beatles.
15, Baby Love.
Supremes.
16, Sha-la-la.
Manfred Mann.
Yeah. Number 17, The Wedding.
I think you got me there.
It's to your credit, really. There's nobody who should remember Julie Rogers for any reason whatsoever. But you did, you did very, very well. I'm impressed. All right. So hang on there. Don't go away.
Okay, thank you.
So we absolutely have, yeah. What self-respecting kid remembers Julie Rogers? Come on. Even his sisters didn't play that. All right. So let's see what's going on here. We got to Laura. John, we'll need to screen Laura, but he's doing something else, I guess. So Isaac is on the south side. What's up, Isaac?
Hi, I just wanted to request a song.
All right.
I guess you'll be doing Christmas songs for the rest of the week.
Well, the rest of the week is only an hour and a half tomorrow. Then that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to request, maybe you played it already, Pro Bailey, Five Pounds of Money.
You know, I have played that in the last few weeks, but I'll be happy to play it again. It's a wonderful song.
Okay, it only came into my mind.
Bag of Money. Yeah,
because Ruth said, "See the USA in your Chevrolet,"
yeah.
And when she was on the Dinah Shore show, she said, "Forget about the sleigh, and bring it in a Chevrolet."
Yeah, all right.
Yes. All right.
Deal.
Have a good night, Raleigh.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So yes, it's a fine, fine song. 5 pound bag of money. All right. So let's see. I don't know if, I guess John's screening people, so he's not hearing this. But Dee Dee in Milwaukee heard something she knows. So what'd you hear, Dee Dee?
Hi, Raleigh. Merry Christmas to everybody. And I'm going to take a guess on one of the bumpers. Could it be one of the artists, a group's The Emotions?
Absolutely. What do the lonely
Yay!
Do at Christmas time?
Woo!
Yes, absolutely.
What a great Christmas
right.
gift.
Right.
Thank
yes.
you, Raleigh. Thank
All right.
you. I love that song. That
yeah.
used to be on
yeah.
the old WMCS here.
Yeah.
AM with one of the best DJs that passed away. It wasn't Dr. Bob. But he was another guy that was on all the
yeah.
time and used to play that all the time. And I thought, oh, I got to guess it.
Yeah.
But, Raleigh, God bless you and love to everybody and Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. And thanks, Raleigh.
All right, thank you. Hang
right,
on. We got to get that address. Eventually you get something. Don't
Woo!
Go away. All
thank
right.
you, Raleigh.
Good deal. Yes, absolutely. What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas? And that is a fine song by The Emotions on Volt. Yeah, long before they were on Columbia with Best of My Love, back when they were on Volt, they had one of my all-time favorite records, So I Can Love You. All right, so let's see. Robert and Stickney is back on WGN Radio.
Yes, I'd like to do Charts Christmas of 65. December of 65.
All right, 65. Did we didn't do that yet? I thought we might have. Let me look, make sure. If we did, you get
yeah,
John.
Yeah,
I think we might have. But let's see. Yeah, I'm afraid we did.
Oh.
Turn and over
oh.
and over. Pick another year.
66.
All right, let's do 66. You betcha. All right, so
okay.
66 it is. Number 1, Winchester Cathedral.
Oh, the new vaudeville band.
Number 2, Mellow Yellow.
Donovan.
Number 3, Good Vibrations.
Beach Boys.
Number 4, Devil with a Blue Dress and Good Golly Miss Molly. He should be roasted for
oh.
this.
Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Great, so. Number 5, You Keep Me Hanging On.
That wasn't Vanilla Fudge, was it? It was too early.
No, it's a remake.
Yeah.
It's I shouldn't say it's a remake. They might have had it originally.
Yeah. You keep me. Oh boy.
Yeah, I think they did have it originally. That's terrible to say, but yeah, I think they did.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of the remake now.
Well, that's all right. It was the Supremes.
Oh, my God. I should have got
that. That's all right.
Yeah.
Well, you're entitled to a few wrong. All right. Number six, actually. That's Life.
What is it?
That's Life.
Oh, That's Life. Frank Sinatra.
Number seven, Born Free. It's an instrumental. Well, actually, mostly.
Oh, Born Free instrumental. Well, I always think of Andy Williams. What the heck is that? Ray Charles Singers, maybe?
No, they don't do instrumentals. It's somebody who's done a lot of instrumentals. A piano player.
Oh.
Good piano player.
Oh, not Floyd Kramer?
No. Roger Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Number nine, I'm a Believer.
Oh, the Monkees.
All right. Actually, no, number eight. Number nine is Sugartown.
Oh, Nancy Sinatra.
And number 10 is A Place in the Sun.
Oh, Stevie Wonder.
All right. Well, it's good enough. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. So we'll pick it up right there. Hopefully have time for Naoto. If not, well, there's always next Monday night. Full show for trivia. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Keep on making gifts, buying special gifts, taking time to be kind to one and all. It's that time of the year when good friends are dear, and you wish you could get more than just presents from a store. Why don't love on Christmas Day? Even the man who has everything would be so happy if you would bring him love on Christmas Day. No greater gift is there than love.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. And yeah, it's Johnny Gill, and, 1989 on Motown. And let's see, what else didn't we have? Guest Band of Oz, This Is What We Say to You. Nobody guessed that. The Miracles, of course, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The Whispers, Happy Holidays to You. We didn't even play. All right, the OJs, Christmas Ain't Christmas. We also didn't play the Echelons of Christmas long ago, but we did play the Emotions. What Do We Only Do at Christmas? Yeah, we also didn't play Solomon Burke or Jimmy Beaumont or the Vallons or the Shirelles or Kenny Vance, but, you know, that's I can't change time. And apologies to Naoto. I had a perfect MBTI question for him, but it will wait until next week. Now, tomorrow night will be about an hour and a half late, but I hope we'll talk to you right after the Nuggets. Not Nuggets. Where am I? Yeah, that was Denver. It was decades ago. All right, right after the Blackhawks. That's who's here. And till then, that's a wrap. Yeah, I'll stop talking. I'm Raleigh James. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and John for screening your calls. Above all, thank you for calling. Talk to you tomorrow night on WGN Radio.